May the Lord bless us with the discernment to know His times and seasons. And may we be given the grace of corresponding to His every wish. Amen. Well, this has been a very interesting 2 weeks. And we've been up to some new discoveries and learning. We've been learning many marvelous things about this realm that we live in, as well as the spiritual realm, and how it is governed and operates. I want to introduce you to a man chosen by God to teach intercession. His name is James Kowalya from Uganda, and I learned of him through Prayerstorm TV on YouTube, which is a site that James Alla Duran began. They are in Manchester, England, UK, and are an on-fire church group. James A. did a three-hour interview with James Kowalya, who had been a high-ranking warlock in Uganda in charge of 6,000 other witches in Africa. His story is very gripping, so much so that I listened to the entire three-hour video interview, sharing how he came from being one of the most powerful witches in Africa to an on-fire Christian. There is no doubt, I believe, that this man is the real thing, and God has raised him up to teach us Christians how to intercede and conquer the dark weapons of witchcraft. So much that he talks about, I've experienced through the curses of the local and international covens that are against us, and that despise the very concept of a pure yet intimate relationship with Jesus. The enemy hates those with holy vision, understanding, and dedication to the workings of God. James K. made a living breaking up churches and bringing down prophets and ministers. In fact, some of his clients were pastors who wanted a name for themselves, movie stars, musicians, and even Christian musicians from all over the world. His mother was desperate to have a son because she had given birth to 8 girls, and she had to have a son or her husband would divorce her. So she went to the most notorious witch in Africa, who was in charge of the entire continent of Africa, and paid the price to make sure that the next child was a son. The day he was born, he was married to this witch and protected from any human contact by a cobra until he was 7 months old. As outlandish as the story sounds, the Spirit of God will bear witness that he is speaking the truth. At a very tender age, he had incredible powers and was sought out around the world for favors. In any case, he tells the story of a tiny prayer group of 20 illiterate elderly women in Uganda that were having a remarkable effect on pastors and backslidden believers, as well as taking prime territory from the enemy. He was called to an international conference in Italy solely for the purpose of destroying that prayer group. Can you imagine that? Witches from all over the world gathering in Italy to have a conference on how to stop these 20 women. He was called just 21 days before they had finished a 90-day prayer covenant that would end in having gained the spiritual authority over a key bridge connecting Africa to Israel over the Nile River for 70 years. These women had no idea the effect they were having around the world. Not a clue. But they had to be stopped before the covenant ended. James was told that if he failed, he would have to lose a family member, and the stakes were very high. So it's a fascinating story of just how astute and committed witches are. The depths and the lengths that they go to to get information and get it exactly right, plan how to bring someone down. It's really mind-blowing. He explains many of the tactics of which is to destroy families, churches, and governing bodies, and teaches a very powerful method of prayer, covenant prayer, which involves a group dedicated to prayer and fasting on a very committed and serious level. He was even able to deliver a child from autism by praying with a family for 32 weeks, and he teaches that to the parents. We have just finished a cycle of covenant prayer in the community and are following his guidelines. The Lord has asked him to raise up an army of intercessors all around the world using techniques that really work against the dark side. He takes the time and trouble to explain how covens map out the weaknesses of their victims and set them up for a fall. Then he teaches how we can be protected from them. You know, I've been aware for quite a while that our prayers were not anywhere near effective enough against the covens in this area. I've really been aware of that, and I've been asking the Lord, please send us the knowledge we need to pray against these covens. One of the things that James talks about is the power of praying in tongues for extended periods of time. Praying in tongues even while repenting and in worship and in spiritual warfare. And he talks about doing it for hours and hours and hours, for many consecutive days, and not missing or being late for the prayers. In fact, if someone was late and didn't arrive when they were supposed to, I think they prayed from 3 to 9 in the afternoon, to the 9 in the evening. If they were late, they had to begin all over again. So let's say they were on the 88th day of the prayer and someone didn't show up for some reason, they had to go all the way back to day number 1 and start over again. That's extreme, guys. That's so extreme. But I'm learning that to make progress in this area, we need to be extreme too. And the Lord is offering this to us. He's bringing this to us so we can be more effective. We've already experienced many benefits from this kind of prayer. My dear ones, James Kowalya talks about taking over territories, not just souls. Because once the darkness has been broken, the Holy Spirit raises up the lukewarm pastors and the lazy prayer warriors. When they catch the fire, it's hard to go back to being a slouch. We've been hungry for fresh fire and are learning so much from James, as well as worshiping with Prayer Storm TV, who have an on-fire church. This has been so needed. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you. Jesus began, "You have learned a lot of new things, and it's time to share them. People are hungry for answers to the increasing attacks of witchcraft, and you have answers. Purity is of utmost importance, purity of heart, mind, and spirit. The angels rush to the side of a pure soul. You know this. I search the earth for pure souls that I can use to build my kingdom. Pure souls have one thing in mind. What is the Holy Spirit doing and how can I assist? Keep your heart pure, Claire. Guard it to have spotless integrity." Lord, do you have more to say about this movement of covenant prayer? He continued, "It's nothing new. It is ancient. But now it is being reintroduced to this present day. Many will have issues with praying for that long of a time. Lives are complicated and heavily intertwined with the world and all its agendas. If my people would run after prayer the way they run after money, the world would be turned upside down. but not many are willing to spend 6 or 8 hours a day in intense intercession. But those who do will literally change history. This is how great moves of God are born. Committed, self-sacrificing, and lengthy times of intercession. Go for it, my people. You are bound by so many chains from the dark side. It's time for you to throw them off, to wake up and reclaim the fire I once infused in you so that you can complete your destiny. Oh, and I want to add that James K. talks about our idols. Oh, I can't pray for that long. I have to go feed my idol. Oh, I have to go to work, take care of my idol. I can't do this because of my idols. You know, he really nails it on the head. I mean, let's get real. These are anything that keeps you from prayer, that's more important to you than prayer and the Lord, is an idol. Anything that interferes with your relationship with the Lord and moving forward is an idol. And we have so many idols. Our bodies, our houses, our husbands, our children. Just one idol after another. It doesn't mean that we neglect them, but it means they go into their proper place and we're able to give the Lord the intense prayer that he needs to conquer darkness on this earth. So every time I think to myself, well, I can't because of this, I say, okay, I can't because of I've got an idol. And I'm getting very serious about dropping things out of my life so that we can pray for that long. And it's a problem for many people, but yet it can be done. Of course, he had elderly women doing it who didn't have any other responsibilities. And that makes a big difference. But in the community, we can take turns. There are ways to do this, and everyone is very fired up about it. I also want to mention that James K. has a powerful deliverance ministry, teaching people how to keep their deliverance, how to break cycles and institute new cycles, how to be free from satanic altars that are raised up against us. He teaches that it's easy to get deliverance, but it's so hard to keep it. He talks about a covenant prayer lifestyle that supports lasting deliverance. My precious family, I highly advise you to search out the knowledge this man is sharing with the world and even download it. Just recently, it was said that there has been a 980% increase in demonic activity in 2023. People are now being wounded, not just terrified. People are getting bit by something that looks like a snake bite in their shoulders, and this is escalating. I believe the covenant prayer lifestyle is the key to the anointing that will put the demons on the run or put an end to them. One of our sisters just recently was bit on the face by a demon when she was on assignment in Montana. The house she was staying in had strong demonic vibes. Let's not wait until these things manifest in our families. Let us get the fire and determination now to conquer evil. The Lord bless you all with clear insight and the desire to rise up and face these times in the anointing of God. Amen. And I will be giving you updates about this kind of prayer to let you know how it is working out. But everyone in the community loves it, even though it's so demanding. Good grief. Going 5 days, spending 5 hours praying, that's very hard. A lot of things don't get done. But then a lot of things are idols and they don't need to be done. The Lord bless you, dear ones. I hope you get as fired up about this as us. And do listen to James Kowalia. His teachings are really good.